Some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, visit carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com. Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm your host, Dr. Carmen Hara. So excited to be with you every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Om Time Radio. Every night I'm trying a different topic, and tonight I decided to call my show Your Best Life, 11 Actions to Take Today. Because tonight I want to help you achieve your best life. And probably you're going to ask me, is that possible? Of course it is. So in order to do that, you have to change a few aspects in your current life. The truth is that we all want to have a better life. Some of us want money. When we say better life, they think, I want to have a lot of money, or I want better health. Some people just want peace of mind. And when we often fail to realize is that almost every part of our life is in our hands. We hold the power to alter, to elevate anything with which we're unhappy with. So the first step to take is to look within ourselves and understand what it is we need to change and take the action that reflect our wishes, things that majority of us don't really do because we get trapped into the daily routine and we get trapped in the way we think and we don't see no hope. But positive changes flow with ease and grace in life. In a few minutes, you know, we'll talk about those 11 changes, 11 actions that you need to take in order to make the changes. So in order to attract what you want, and what we all want is that kind of a harmonious life, a life that in which we live with purpose and we live with joy and we live with grace. So if we perform a deeper analysis of the action we take on a daily basis, we realize that we may not be living up to our full potential because we've gotten into habits that are keeping us stuck or unhappy. Like, for instance, your thoughts, your emotion, your overall state of being is also a product of a habit. Let's say you got into a relationship that's not good for you. And now you're so used to this person that you're so dependent on that person. And you have no idea how to get out of that situation. And that happens all the time, feeling trapped in a situation, in a relationship, in a job, in a circumstance, in a situation. And you've been disappointed for a long period of time. And because you're disappointed, your thoughts turn negative and dark. And the more negative your thoughts become, the more your mind encourages those thoughts until you find even harder to allow yourself to have a thought that makes you happy and makes you free. So another example maybe is that, let's say you're afraid to quit a job because you won't have enough money to survive, to pay your bills, most likely with the COVID and everything that's happening in the world. But because of this, you've stayed in a dead-end job, and that job offers you no progress. So as you can see, habitual thoughts create habitual action and building blocks of reality. So to begin changing your life, you must start by changing your habitual things, the habits, the things you've got used to routinely think, say, and do. This can be difficult. I agree it can be difficult, but there is a science. There is a science behind it. There is a science to change. We used to say, you want to change your life? Change your thinking. But there is a science. So if you keep thinking, saying, and doing something, your brain forms neurons to support that thinking. And as the time goes by and you keep engaging in that habit, your brain encourages it by adding more neurons to that cluster of neurons that already exist. So this is the scientifically, biologically, medically explaining how somebody can develop what is called a mental obsession. Now, we can have many mental obsessions. We can be obsessed to become famous. We can be obsessed to be rich. We can be obsessed with a certain person. But if you got, for instance, in a habit of, let's say, drinking, every time you go out, you might find out that you literally can go out and enjoy yourself without ordering what? A drink. And then another drink or seven drinks. So this mechanism of the human brain holds true for absolutely any habit we adopt. The more we do something, the more our brain promotes that action. So try giving meat to a person who's been a vegan for 20 years, or try taking meat away from a person who's been eating steaks for dinner every night. Both of these people will literally feel sick. So our brain gets used to anything good or bad, something supporting action that are harmful or the other way around. So this is why habits quickly turn into addiction. That explains why we live in such an addicted world. If you look around, we live in a depressed world because of this tendency towards being addicted to all kinds of things, even addicted to cellulars, addicted to Facebook, addicted to the, you know what I mean, to games and so much stuff, even to sex. So these tiny neurons in our brain can cause more trouble than we can actually imagine. So I'm just explaining you the way scientifically, medically, the brain functions. So it's important to check up on your brain regularly and make sure your brain or your mind is not, you know, in this addicted state. It is your brain or your mind is bright, is healthy, and is in a healthy place, and a healthy place that supports a goal. And this is the way, with keeping the mind healthy, you will actually progress. Because in terms of personal change, before you can achieve your goal, you have to train your brain. So to create a new life, train your brain differently. You'll have to break up those gangs of neurons that are centered around an unhealthy impulse, an unhealthy obsession, and push the neurons in different direction towards a more positive thought or rewarding action or rewinding the brain. So the first 30 days are crucial when you wanna rewire the brain. They say that it takes 30 days to rearrange your mental capacity. During that period, the neurons in your brain begin to break away from those old clusters and form new pathway, which means that if you can do things differently for 1 month, you can finally put an end to bad habits. Now, personally, I believe there is something spiritual about abstaining from something for 1 month, for a full moon cycle. Now, that's why in the Bible and in different religion, there are those ways of abstaining yourself from sex, from food, from, you know, trying to, be, fasting, because that's what that it does. It breaks those pathways. So if you've been eating the wrong way, if you go into the belief that for a month or 40 days you'll be fasting, you're not going to eat meat, and you're not going to do that, and you're not, that will help you, you know, create new pathways in the brain, and that can lead to a healthy you, to a healthy diet. So I'm going to ask you something. The first action you can take to begin changing your life is I want you to take out a pen and paper, and I want you to write down 4 questions. And I don't know if you have a pen and paper, but if you do, please write down the first question. What do I want to change? What do I want to change? Look at your life. Take a deep breath and say, okay, I want to change this. How much do I want to change it? How much do I want that? How much is the second question. Do I really want that? How much do I want it? Number 3. What would my life be if I was able to make that change or those changes? How would my life, can I envision that? So if I really make those changes, how will that impact? Can I envision my life with those changes? And number 4, what practical steps can I take to carry out such changes? So these are the 4 major questions. What do I want to change? How much do I want to change? And what would my life be if I was able to make the changes? And what practical steps can I really take to carry out such changes? Because nothing will happen without my participation. Now, I don't want you to answer right away, but I'll go to your questions in a minute. And I do have quite a lot of people tonight. And I'm going to go to Sandra and Texas and Robin that used to formerly live in Pennsylvania. I'm going to go to Pam in New York, and all of you listening, I'm going to take your calls tonight. And please feel free to write down your answers to my questions, because there are things that I want you to tell me tonight how you want your life to be different. You know, your higher self knows what the higher self wants, and your soul is seeking to break free of habits, of bad habits, and your soul is looking forward to evolution. There are 4 truths about change. The number 1 truth is change comes from within and radiates throughout. And it's so true. Change comes within you. Nothing comes from outside. Change may have incredible effects on the outside, but all begins inside. All begins within you at the level of your brain, at the level, as I said, of those neurons, those pathways that are formed within your mind. To take different action and have different results, you will have to experience different thoughts and different emotions. Like the definition of insanity is to the same thing, you know, expect different results. Of course, you know, we all know this, you know. If you think differently, you will become easier to do things. It will become easier for you to do things differently because you change your thoughts, and then consequently your action changes, your environment changes, your emotions are changes, your persona, the way you present yourself, everything shifts. Now, this is the first truth about change. The second, to change, you have to unlearn negative beliefs and relearn positive ones, because as I said, you've been wired towards negativity. So you need to elevate your thinking before you transform your life. This means evaluate what you are thinking on a daily basis and understand whether your thoughts and beliefs are helping you progress or are keeping you down and keeping you stagnant. So as you're listening to me, think for a second. You know, what do I need to unlearn, and what do I need to relearn, and what do I need to reevaluate? What am my thoughts helping me progress or keeping me stagnant? And number 3, no one will change your life but you. Remember that. No one can do this work for you. Other people can inspire you, can change your life, you know, by giving you ideas or like me, trying to inspire you somehow, giving you strategies. But the work, the performing your work, involves only you. You change you, that is for sure. And number four, change takes time, takes patience, takes persistence, takes perseverance. Improvement don't happen overnight. If you say today, okay, I'm going to change. I'm listening to Carmen Hara and she said, I need to change this because of the neurons, blah, blah, blah. But listen, transforming your life can take months, can take years. Because what you've been creating didn't happen in a minute, didn't happen in a month or two, happened in years and years. So, but long-term change tend to be permanent and are worth it. And I want you to understand how significant it is, you know, to answer the questions that I already, you know, ask you to write down and think about it. And I'm going to take a very short break, but I want you to know that tonight, I'd love to talk to you. My number here in the station is 202-570-7057. And my producer will take with me a short break, and then I'll be back, and I'm going to go straight to your calls. And I'm going to go to my first caller, Sandra in Texas, and I'm going to go to Robin and then to Pam and to all of you listening to the show. Feel free to call 202-570-7057. I'll be with you in a second.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back, and I love my topic tonight. I don't know what you think about it, but the 11 action to change your life is something I always wanted to talk about. And how significant it is to be able to face the truth, the most important step to making changes, is facing the truth about your current situation. And I know you always call me, and you always have situation that you might not be so happy about. So let's talk about what you really need to change. But before I go to Sandra in Texas, I want to let you know again that my book, my newest book, Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes, is out there, has been released recently. And if you want to understand yourself and comprehend the concept of archetypes, archetypes is an ancient concept going back to 2,500 years ago to the Greek philosopher Plato. And then Carl Jung, Freud's student, he took the concept and introduced archetypes in psychology. The word archetype comes from archaeum and typo, which means original behavior, is a Greek word. So we all have original behavior. We all behave so differently. And I came in this book with the idea and something that I've studied actually in college, and I've also studied human behavior, working with so many thousands of people for 20-something years, almost 30 years. And I've seen that their characteristics, their personality traits stems from their archetypes. And an archetype is who you really are, your inclination, your mindset, your strength, your weaknesses, your commitment capacity. In the book is like some kind of a predictability chart in which it shows, okay, you are this kind of an archetype and your partner is a different archetype. Are we a match? Is this type like narcissist matching a wounded warrior? Is this ever going to work? So why am I saying predictability chart? Because it helps you prevent a divorce, a breakup, a horrible relationship. So because you study yourself, now nobody's born a narcissist, nobody's born a free spirit, nobody's born a workaholic, nobody's born any of these archetypes. But we have tendencies, you know, we have predisposition towards a certain archetype from the beginning of our lives. And the way we go through life shapes who we become. Now, there is a dominant archetype and there is also a recessive archetype. So you might say, well, I've read about independent, but I'm somehow also a hopeless romantic. Very possible that you're not only a fully archetype of whatever, the independent one. So you can be a combination. Very common. It happens all the time. But I will encourage you to get this book if you want a fulfilling relationship, or even if you're married and you want to learn how to create emotional intimacy, how to communicate in the relationship, how to create the best of what a relationship is all about. So that's why it's not because it's my book. I really want you to get this book, Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes. You find it everywhere. I know people buy everything from Amazon nowadays. But you can find this book in bookstores and everywhere. You can get it in Kindle. It's like $5 or something like that. It's nothing. But you learn so much about yourself. Things you never thought. You've never tried to define who you really are. What is your archetype? Who you really are, what are your strengths, your weaknesses, your mind inclination, your mindset. Find all of this in my newest book. I'm going to go now to Sandra in Texas. Hi, my dear Sandra. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good to talk to you, my love. So how can I help?
Well, my best friend passed away on the 12th of October. Mm-hmm. And he left a will, but we have been unable to find it in his house. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking for help to maybe find out.
The will is not in the house. So you're not going to find it in the house. There's either a safe or something in a bank or a person feel that knows where the will is. There seemed to be an older man, relatively tall. I have an image of somebody. And one of the letters towards the end of the alphabet, S, W, something like that. And also a very specific, very common name like John comes to me. I want you to dig a little bit deeper and you might be able to identify what I'm telling you. Going through some of the information that he left 3 to 6 weeks prior to the passing. Because I also feel that this person knew he's gonna go. He had a sense that this might happen. Does this make any sense to you?
Kind of.
Okay. So bottom line is, I think if you look in the house, you might not find it in the house. I feel this is a document that might exist in two different places. A safe. Is there a safe in the house?
There was a safe in the garage, but it didn't have anything in it
Not the safe in the garage. The safe is somewhere out of the house. That can be in a bank, and I also see this man who holds a copy to it. This can be somebody legal, can be a friend, can be an attorney, can be somebody who seems to know about the whole situation. So is there any way you can use this information and try to explore it a little bit longer?
Well, I can try, but it doesn't make too much sense because when I was there the month before, he said, I need to show you where I hid my will while you're here. And I said, okay. Well, we got busy with other stuff and didn't.
Did he show you? Oh, so he didn't show you. Okay.
No.
So and you were looking all over the house and you didn't find anything, no?
I am not there. No, it's family members are looking.
Okay. Well, if he's in the house, then very good. They're going to find it. But okay. I personally don't see it in the house. I hope I'm wrong. That's all I can tell. I hope I'm wrong. All I know is that you'll find the will. So there is a positive, there is a positive information coming. This is a man who passed?
Yes.
Okay. Was he relatively sick before he died?
No, not really. Just starting to wear out.
Okay. Was this an older man?
He was 78.
Yeah, I felt somebody in the 80s. That's the energy that I felt. Somebody in the 80s. I also felt that there was something to do with his heart or something like a sudden passing. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Okay. So for some reason, I do believe that the key to this is still in the hands of somebody. Was there anyone else who knew him who could have got a copy of this?
I can't imagine that he would have given anybody a copy of it, no.
He had any attorney or anybody in charge of this or anybody in charge of his estate or anything?
Well, we had an attorney, but he said he did not prepare a will, so we know it's not that attorney.
So attorney said he did not prepare a will. That's interesting.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And I do believe that that's kind of true, because the attorney you're looking at is not having any information. You're totally correct on that. But I'm kind of looking, because I know how significant this is for you. I'm kind of looking in the house to detect the will, and I'm not seeing it there. So whatever happened here must have happened. Either somebody took it or something happened. Was he close to anyone else to share this information with someone else?
No, no, he wasn't. And that's the problem.
So the only one he shared the information was you?
As far as I know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you legally entitled to what he left?
Well, I'm a beneficiary on some things.
I really feel that regardless of all of this, you're still going to be entitled to everything there anyhow, at any rate, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not a big will. It's not a lot. You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
Right. Why am I having such details about somebody, who this person is and who he is? I don't know. I don't know who this person is, but I feel like when he did the will, he needed the help of this man. I question whether he was able to redo something or this man was able to help him.
Okay.
Redo the will. You understand what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Like try to... To put again the information in a better format.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All I know is that you're not going to have a problem in getting everything, and you're not going to have a problem in actually finding the will at the end.
Okay. Well, that's what we're looking for now. I wanted to find out if maybe it had been moved after his death by someone who came in looking for it and didn't know that.
Very possible. I'm not denying that. Because the will is not in the house. You can turn the house ups and down, and you're going to call me back and tell me that this is actually correct, because the will is not in the house. You can search as long as you want everywhere. You're not going to find it.
Okay.
Because it's not there.
Okay.
So then you're not losing your time. You can continue to search, of course. But the moment you come to the realization it's not there, then you have to focus into where is it, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the bottom line is, think a little bit. Don't dismiss anything I'm telling you. There must be some truth. Actually, I see this man staring at me and smiling. said he made it okay. He said he's good where he is. He found his mother. That's what he says.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah, he said he's happy. He's grateful to you. I don't know what you did, but he's grateful to you. And he talks of somebody with an A name, like Anna Alexander. Who's with an A? Does it make any sense?
A woman, an animal or a woman?
I don't know. She shows me an A initial, an A. I'm not getting the full name. I'm just getting the first initial of what she's trying to say. It comes across like a very, very lovely person. Do you agree?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. A sweet, kind, and nice person. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he acknowledged he's going to go. He knew he's going to go. He was fully aware of it. Right. He said mm-hmm. he loves you and he will make sure that you get the paper. You're going to get it. He will help you. He'll assist you in getting it.
Okay.
He confirms that what I told you is right. He actually says something that I told you might be not 100% correct in terms of the safe or something. So he's correcting me with something, but the rest, we're having a conversation here. That's funny. But anyhow, I love you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Call me next week. I'm curious to see whether you'll be able. I guess by then or in 2 weeks, you'll be able to have everything clear.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, my dear. My greatest pleasure. Okay, I'm continuing to go back. Let's see who else I have. I think I have, Robin is next. Okay, hi, Robin.
Hello, Carmen, my dear Carmen.
Hi, beautiful Robin. So you moved to South Carolina?
I did, and I
good
feel
move.
At peace. I love it
good
here.
Move.
I just love it.
You love it, yeah.
I do.
How not to love it? Yeah, way better. So much better. Any news?
Well, any news? Well, I'm trying to build up my business. I was wondering, mm-hmm. you know, I made this move, and I'm trying to do what, you know, you talked about, that to for change. And this is the change, and I'm meeting wonderful people. I went going to a church, and so kind.
I agree. It's such a nice environment. Yeah.
And I was wondering how I can do this with my business. I'd like to really expand it, and maybe
you are. You are, and it's going to work very easy. You're going to have a lot of support. There will be a lot of people, supporting you through this experience. All the doors are going to happen to you.
Well, what about like having a partner, something like that, so that I don't.
And that's going to happen too. From now on to the spring, it's like it's about to happen, very quickly. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So how do I go about that? I mean, do I talk to somebody about it?
No, I don't think you need to make anything special. I think it's just going to happen the moment you actually decide to. When you go out, you know, and you go in the community, you're going to meet somebody. You're going to meet somebody in a group of people. Somebody who's also alone, somebody who's looking for a partner. You found the right guy who's looking for what you're looking for.
Oh, great.
Yeah, no, it's going to work very well. You'll be very happy.
Well, I am happy. The only thing that has really disappointed me here is that I had angels that were three small angels that were carved in Germany. And mm-hmm. I gave them to my grandmother, and she gave them, I got them back when she passed. And mm-hmm. it's like 40 years later, and all the moves I made and everything, and now I can't find them, and I'm just distressed about that.
So you had angels, they were where?
They used to be in my bedroom, and when I packed them up, I thought I put them in one of my bags, but I can't find them now. I don't know what I did with them.
I don't know what I feel like they are misplaced. I don't have a feeling of them being lost.
Oh, okay.
I think if you pay more attention, you're going to find them. Because I don't think they lost.
Everybody calling you about lost things. But
it happens all the time that people misplace things or, important stuff. It's like in your case, this has such a value of the soul, for the soul, you know?
Yes.
This is very valuable, very precious to your heart.
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
So I think that this is something you really need to look into, because you're going to find them, definitely.
Yes. Well, I've been going through a lot. I mean, it's been one incredible move, I tell you, because I had my parents' things, my things, and... Mm-hmm. But it was,
It's a very good move. It's an excellent move for you. Excellent.
Thank you.
I think you can't even, at this point, it's like premature to grasp the significance of this move, because it's a lot to think about. You are very courageous to make a move like this. We are creatures of habits. We like to be in the same place, do the same things. We're scared of making moves. But you made it. You made it, and it's going to be fabulous.
Well,
I don't know if you're great.
Oh, I do. Already, I can feel it. I know it. I love my little home. I have a home instead of renting.
Right.
And
I
have, people around me in my neighborhood. And there's a disabled woman to my one side. Mm-hmm. And I take her dog for a walk every night, helping her.
No, that's so beautiful.
You're such a beautiful soul. Oh, thank you.
I love you, Robin. So, just be well. Just continue on your path and try to build a business. And your partner, till March, April, all of this is going to fall in place. And keep me posted. Call me anytime, my love. Okay? Thank you. Thank you for being with me tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's my pleasure, really. And if you ever come down this way, I absolutely want you to stop in. And I take you to dinner. You can stay here overnight.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so beautiful. You do the same, because I'm not that far away from you.
Oh, you're in New York, aren't you?
No, I'm in Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. My friends are stopping in on their way to Florida. Florida.
You're not that far away from me. So whenever you want to come to Florida, come visit.
Okay.
Okay, my beautiful.
We'll keep in touch. Okay,
I love you, Robin. Thank you so much for calling me. I want to take a short break, then I'm going to go to Pam. And then I'm going to go to Pauline. So you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you in a second.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you...
And you could be me...
For just 1 hour...
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back. I'm back on Umtime Radio. And I was talking tonight about the 11 action to change your life. And I'm going to go to Pam in a second. And one of the things that you need to do is face the truth, because the most important step to make change is to face the truth about your current situation. If you want to change any aspect of your life, it means there is something wrong with this. And what is it? This truth can be uncomfortable to face, but it's necessary to identify. Do you have a problem in a relationship, in a job, in your weight, or your poor health? What is making you unhappy? Stop making excuses and stop being in denial. And make peace with the truth, because that's so significant. When you accept, you're ready to change. And allow change, because people are afraid of change. They fear that change will somehow disrupt their lives and uproot them from their comfort zone. But change actually serves to transport us into a new, greater version of ourselves. Now, prepare yourself for change, because prepare yourself mentally, emotionally, physically for the change. It takes a lot of determination and a lot of willpower. And one thing I want you, because you're listening to my show, to do every single day is pray. You're going to say, well, I'm praying. No, I don't want you to pray on your knees and say all kinds of prayer of the Holy Bible. No. All I want you is speak your wishes to the universe, because the word prayer comes from the Latin word precor, which means ask. Ask and you shall receive, says the Bible. Ask every single day when you work in the garden, when you wipe your floors, when you drive. Just ask. If you have someone who passed away and you want to ask the soul on the other side to come to the rescue, ask your angels, ask the spirits and the ask who you want to ask. Ask God, no matter how you call God, because you will get help. Because in the physical world, there is only so much our self can do, but you always get divine help from the universe. So don't forget, that's why praying, asking is so significant. And allowing the divine to step in, and cutting all the negative influencing and letting go of your fear, because many times we're so afraid. So we need to empower ourselves constantly, because changes require you to remain empowered. You have to remain in control in order to carry out the action needed to shift out of bad habits. So that's why it's so important to know how to make those 11 changes, 11 actions. And these are the 11 actions. Take time with yourself. Do one thing different every single day. This is part of the way you can break through those pathways and you can create the life of your dreams. And it's definitely possible. But I'm going to go to my Pam in New York. Hi, my beautiful Pam. How are you, my dear?
I am doing fine, Carmen. How are you?
Oh, my God. I cannot believe I'm talking to you. Pam is my best friend of all times. I know Pam for 30 years. She's such an inspiration. She's such a beautiful woman. She's such an accomplished woman. I have all the love and honor, respect for her. Tell me, how have you been? You never came to see me.
You're so busy. You're doing so many
That's
good
true.
Things.
I don't deny that.
I wonder when I could ever come, but I do want to come. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking that maybe I'll move to Florida.
That would be brilliant. Just move to Florida, because, you know, you remember Dennis? Dennis, my friend.
Oh, yes, yes, I saw the picture.
So Dennis is planning to move here. Everybody, all my friends, Lynn White, our best friend, she moved here. A lot of my friends from New York are moving here. And you, my beautiful Pam, need to move here. We talked about this for 20-something years. And it's time to make it happen.
Yes, well, I'm looking forward to doing that.
How's your beautiful grandchild?
Oh, he's so wonderful. He was the Pope for Halloween. I couldn't believe it. Mackenzie thought about it all on her own.
I'm so excited. This is divine. This is a gift from God. This is beautiful. This is the best thing. The best.
Yeah. Okay, two things. The first thing I want to do is thank you for giving us all this information on how to do and make change. It's so important.
Right.
And it's so right. And before I tell you what I have to ask you, your friend, the lady who called up first about looking for the will, is probably in a safety deposit box that he left with the banker.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it might not be with the home, but at least, you know, somebody else has a copy of that will. The lawyer who made it always keeps a copy. And if he or she doesn't have it, a person puts it in a safe place. And if it's not in the house, it'd probably be in a safety deposit bank.
Yeah.
So she should go to his bank and find out if he has the, basically, if he has a safety deposit box.
Right.
Okay. The other thing is, I figure I have 3 more years before I retire, you know, full
time. Why 3 more years?
Because, you know, I need to, I'm one of these people who needs to have money to continue into my future. But what I wanted to do was just find out, you know, sometimes I get a little obsessed about little things like, oh, I need to work harder. I need to work harder, but I don't want to work at what I'm doing anymore. There are other things that I would like to do. And I have started this prayer regime. And I guess I've been doing it for about 10 or 15 days. And I'm just wondering what's in front of me. You know, am I going to be here? Or I'm just going to say enough of it.
I personally think you're going to move here faster than you think. I will move faster, but I think you also will consider that. I kind of don't see you staying that long. I don't think you're going to stay another 3 years in New York.
Yeah, I told my son-in-law, I said, you know, y'all could come and visit as long as they have airplanes.
What about them moving here? They will never move here?
They might, you know, they might. But I know one thing. I know I'm not going to, I just don't see myself here. And I think that's the first step, seeing yourself. I could see where, you know, I want to live and it's not here. Although this will always be home.
I know, how not to, for all a lifetime spending there. But, you know, at this stage of your life, you want to live in a different environment, in a different weather pattern. You know, you want to relax more, and this is a place where you can really relax. It's a different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will never go back. I will never be able at this moment in time to go back to New York, you know.
Yeah. It's a wonderful place, but it's just too much. Too much.
Right.
It's like, I got to get out of here, running home every day at 4:00 because you don't want to be in a pitch black at 4:30, you know.
Right.
But everything is fine. I just wanted to let you know that I listen. I appreciate all your good thoughts and stuff.
Aww.
And do more shows in English.
Yeah, I'm doing all kinds of shows. I did a lot of TV shows because I released now my book. So I'm going to post a lot of my shows. I just did 3 shows on TV shows on different channels. Then I'm going to post them on Connecticut, on NBC, on ABC, different shows. I'm going to put them on Facebook. You're looking at the wrong Facebook. You're looking at the European one. You have to look at the fan page.
I can't believe
there.
I can't even get our, I get the translations, but all the time it's not translated.
But,
I need to get to the American one.
You have to go to the American page, because the American has only thing in English, has nothing in another language. And over there, you know, it's going to be very easy. Yeah.
Okay.
I had a great article on Daily Mail today, so I put it on my other... I put it on both faces. Read that one, because it's so interesting. On the Daily Mail.
Okay, I will.
Today. Yeah. But anyhow, Pam, okay. I'm waiting here for you to come and visit, because you like
whenever you have a day, let me know. I'll fly down and we'll hang out.
Carmen, I'm coming. Just come. Anytime you come, you know my home is your home. Just come.
Okay. Take care.
I love you,
Alex,
Pam.
I said happy belated birthday.
Yeah, today is her birthday, actually. Yeah.
Today. Wish her a happy birthday.
She was born at midnight. Only I can give birth at midnight, you know. So between 8 and 9, but the doctor put a November 9. So her birthday is today, yeah.
Okay. So. All right, have a wonderful show.
I love you, Pam.
Care.
Thank
love
you so
you
much
too.
For everything. I'm looking forward to see you, give you a big hug. I'm going to go to Pauline. Hi, Pauline. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. Happy birthday to you, since you gave birth to your daughter. I thought we should celebrate without children, because we're the ones who do all the hard work.
Right.
Okay, I went through I gave myself a vow of silence for 4 months. I stayed home. I didn't go out. I didn't talk to anybody. I really...
Good.
Isolated
good.
Myself, and I think it did something for me. I don't know what,
right.
but it did do something. It shifted something in me.
Right.
I have somebody that I keep thinking I'm supposed to go back to, but he's so mean to me. If he is my twin flame, I can't take him anymore, and I don't really care anymore. I feel like if I'm not going to be, if this person doesn't
treat
me.
You know
me
what
right.
I think? I think this man has some kind of a chemical imbalance in the brain. If you've ever seen, I feel like this man had a switch in his personality.
His father is around him. His father is the one that influences him. He has a
and only
really
that,
bad
but
childhood.
Not only that, it's very possible. It can happen to all of us. One day I'm going to do a show on this. Because
yeah, he's
you 70 know,
something
this...
years old. He's so much older than me. He doesn't have that many years left, I don't think. But
it's
I'm like, I'm tired
that,
of it.
But the neurotransmitters, those catecholamines in the brain, can go off sometimes.
Yeah.
And we see people have been the nicest, all of a sudden becoming mean and nasty
well,
people.
It,
that
it
we
just
never
happened
thought...
just before the holiday, just before the
right,
the
right.
Sale.
And
so
that has a lot to do with the chemistry of the brain, the hormones in the brain that get out of balance, modifying, you know, the behavior of the person. So, and sometimes that can be easily changed and regulated. It can be changed. So, but what makes you feel that this is your twin flame? What makes
because
you feel
of everything
this?
That I've, every time I'm around him, when we physically, it's like there's a shift
the,
in him, like
the
a
connection.
Huge,
yeah.
Like an awakening for him and for me, because, but he
right.
says he feels nothing. He says he has no feelings. He's holding something against me from 20 years ago.
Right.
And we had a big fight, and I just walked away because I wouldn't accept his abuse. I just... And
no,
then I,
no. You
and,
should not
then I came back
abuse.
To see if
no
there
way.
Was any...
Mm-mm.
I was like saying, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe he isn't my twin friend, but whatever. He's soulmate, whatever. I could choose to be on my own. But I really,
right.
you know, it's been 5 years. I've been widowed. I've never had a really great relationship, and I'm ready. I've done enough work
of
on
course.
Myself.
But you should
so
not be in a relationship that is abusive. No matter
yeah.
what happens to that person, what chemistry goes off, what kind of a mental shift
can happen.
He's a
healer like me, but he can't see his own stuff. It's like
right,
he doesn't see
right.
that he's mirroring. We're mirroring each other.
Right.
We're supposed to learn. We have the same signs. We have the
I
same
understand.
Numbers.
Yeah.
It's almost
yeah.
like I really, really I can't imagine that he's not my twin friend because he has the same numbers.
But even if he is, and even this is, you know what I mean?
I know, no
the,
abuse.
The
I
best,
can't, I
like,
won't accept that.
The abuse,
I
the abuse has no room, you know what I mean?
Nope.
In a,
not, it's not with what's going on this planet. I don't
mm-hmm.
need that. We're supposed to
right.
be together to make a shift. If he's not going
right.
to make a shift, I don't need him. I'll do it myself.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
So can
yeah.
I ask you, do you see me, I don't know where I'm supposed to end up. I've always wanted to go to Florida, but I don't know why, but it's sort of funny. When I was with my son when he was young, I once told him we should live in Disney, you know, near Disney, and he started crying.
I'm not joking, but I really, when you said Florida, it resonates to me a lot. That would be really good for you. It's going to give you so much peace of mind. The lifestyle is phenomenal here. It's not because I'm living here.
No, I know. I have a lot of friends that all moved down.
Right. You're going to love. The weather is better than anywhere. No doubt this is a sunshine state. People are moving here like crazy every single day.
My other option is Texas.
Not bad either, because Texas also has beautiful weather. So you have to choose
between... It's El Paso. My mom has one of the two.
This one resonates too. So whichever one you choose will be fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, I really want to go to Romania. I keep hearing how great the country is over there, especially now with all this craziness.
So beautiful. That country has it all.
They're not like doing mandates, are they, in Romania? Do they do the mandates?
They have all kinds of mandates. Now it's crazy. Now they have political problems, you know, like...
Do you see a relationship coming to me that's really worthy of me?
Yes, I see someone else.
I hope it's in 2022. I want to get married next year. That's what I feel like.
Absolutely, I need to come to your wedding, my Pauline. I have to let you go because I'm at the end of the show. Okay. I love you, my Pauline. Thank you for calling the show. Call me anytime. And everybody listening, I'm Carmen Hara. I'll be back with you next week, same place, same time. Home Time Radio. God bless you guys. Thank you for listening.